Sunday marks the culmination of one discussion among Jews and Muslims in Northeast Ohio and the start of another. The local dialogue predates Charlottesville, the Muslim travel ban, and the election of Donald Trump. But all of those developments have lent an urgency to the effort to get the children of Abraham and beyond talking. For nearly 2 years, 1 month at a synagogue and the next at a mosque, local Muslims and Jews have been getting together for a light meal and a heavy discussion. Among the topics, Jerusalem, religious tolerance, and just how to understand what are delicately called the difficult texts, like the one in the Old Testament that seems to advocate killing an entire tribe of men, women, and children, and its counterpart in the Quran about smiting the necks of unbelievers. In March, Aliyah Hawk and Rabbi Josh Brown struggled through such passages at one of about a dozen tables at Temple Israel in Akron.
I personally see it as a test of faith to see how important interpretation is.
Maybe I feel this personally because of my role as a rabbi, but it gives religion a bad name. So there are people who say, I don't want to be a part of organized religion because organized religion just hurts people and divides people.
The format for the 11 sessions comes from a national curriculum called Children of Abraham, Jews and Muslims in Conversation. It was developed in 2007 by the Union for Reform Judaism and the Islamic Society of North America. The local passion for it came from Dr. Gullah Meir of the Islamic Society of Akron and Kent and Art Krakauer of Temple Israel. They note that Muslims and Jews are tiny minorities in America and Ohio, so they expected some shared interests. But the results have surprised even them.
What surprised us is that we have come this far and become such good friends, brothers and sisters.
We're actually able to lay the cards on the table on difficult questions and have an honest conversation.
The group had been drawing 40 to 50 each month. The last session was at the Islamic Society, a soaring white building in Cuyahoga Falls undergoing a major expansion. More than 100 people attended, with many coming from outside the two congregations. The topic was anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. It was July, a month before white nationalists chanted against Jews in Charlottesville, but after attacks on Muslims in mosques and temples and Jewish cemeteries around the country. Each table had a different question to answer. One was how to respond when someone makes an offensive religious comment. Cuyahoga Falls Police Chief Jack Davis was among those working on the answer. His city, once jokingly referred to as Caucasian Falls, is now home to the largest mosque in the area and an increasingly diverse population. Still, he acknowledges he occasionally runs into a raised eyebrow in a comment about those people.
I'll get that. I mean, I'll get, oh my gosh, you know what that's going on at that Islamic center? I'm like, yeah, they're teaching children and they're having services like every other church and school in our city.
Davis, Ahmad Deeb, and a half dozen others at the table came up with a response they think can make a difference.
Step one is, okay, why do you believe this? As to not delegitimize their emotions, regardless of where they come from. They may come from irrational fear, but they're still feelings. You can't combat feelings with simply a thought. You have to combat it with empathy and then some coherent thought, hopefully.
You know, I would sum this up. I'd sum it up as like, be quiet for a moment, listen to what they say, but don't be quiet.
Deeb has given a lot of thought to such questions. As administrative director of the Islamic Society, it's part of his job to understand not only his faith, but the questions others have about it. So he often invites non-Muslims to observe Friday prayers.
Ohio in general, but definitely northeastern Ohio, is such a beautiful place to build a counter-narrative that is built upon not divisiveness, not fear, but actually unity, love, and all the beautiful things that come with building diverse communities.
Deeb and the local founders of the Jewish-Muslim Dialogue say national events were bound to have an impact here. But Dr. Meir and Art Krakauer say it's also sustained a passion for the effort.
We're not the only place in the United States that's having these discussions, but there aren't very many.
We don't want to let this opportunity for peace slip away from us. There is so much we need to learn from each other, and there's so much common between us.
Both expect to see the effort extend beyond Muslims and Jews, beginning with Sunday night. The two national authors of Children of Abraham are coming to Akron to speak. I'm M.L. Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.